If you're getting tired of losing life's war, and you keep searching for something worth fighting for, well, God's got an army. We've been proven and tried. So come on over on the winning side. Come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over on the winning side. We march through the fire, but the fire won't burn. We march through the water, but old Pharaoh won't learn. Then we march through the lion's den, and old Daniel replied, there's nothing can hurt me, cause I'm on the winning side. So come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over to the winning side. If you're getting tired of losing life's war, and you keep searching for something worth fighting for, well, God's got an army. We've been proved and tried. So come on over to the winning side. Come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner ally. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over to the winning side. We march through the fire, but the fire won't burn. We march through the water, but old Pharaoh will learn. Then we march through the lion's den, and old Daniel replied, these lions can't hurt me, cause I'm on the winning side. So come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over to the winning side. Well, that's the truth, eh?
Mm-hmm.
We're on the winning side, because we've... That hunter right thing, it's not going to take you. It's not it's not on the winning side. It's the foundation is not the apostles, prophet, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. It's just an artificial... It's a man-made religion. It's not built on the foundation of Acts 2:38. We had to go and plant a good tree. The Bible says, plant a good tree. And that's what we did while the grace age was still on. We went, planted a good tree, and we got baptized in Jesus' name, and that's just the way it is. There's peace in knowing, Lord, you're in control. You got your hand on my life. You got a hold on my soul. There's joy abundant, I just have to tell. I'm drinking sweet water from your living well. I felt your presence, you've helped me to stand. Been guided through trials by the touch of your hand. When lost on life's journeys through valleys you lead, I know you're everything I'll ever need.
There's peace in knowing, Lord, you're in control.
You got your hand on my life, you got a hold on my soul. There's joy abundant, I just have to tell. I'm drinking sweet water from your living well. You're my shelter in the wind, my cover in the rain. My joy when I'm happy, my healer in pain. You're my redeemer and you are my friend. You are my future beginning and end. There's peace in knowing, Lord, you're in control. You got a hand on my life, you got a hold on my soul. There's joy abundant, I just have to tell. I'm drinking sweet water from your living well. You're my shelter in the wind, my cover in the rain. My joy when I'm happy, my healer in pain. You're my redeemer and you are my friend. You are my future beginning and end. There's peace in knowing, Lord, you're in control. You got your hand on my life, you got a hold on my soul. There's joy abundant, I just have to tell. I'm drinking sweet water from your living well. When summer finally gets here, it's a warm time of year. People go on vacation, they go far and near. Someday I'll take me a journey, and no star will I land. I'm going home for vacation, but I'll be coming back. I'm gonna take a vacation, past the moon and the star. I'm gonna walk down the golden street, no traffic, no car. I'm gonna lay in this sunlight, gonna swim in the river of life. I'm going home for vacation, I'm waiting for my flight. Now if you want to go with me, here's what you must do. Get your ticket from Jesus, he will show you through. Heaven's not on the road map, and there's only one way to enjoy a vacation like we'll have someday. I'm gonna take a vacation past the moon and the stars. I'm gonna walk down the golden street, no traffic, no car. I'm gonna lay in this sunlight, gonna swim in the river of life. I'm going home for vacation, I'm waiting for my flight. Now if you wanna go with me, here's what you must do. Get your ticket from Jesus, he will show you through. Heaven's not on the road map, and there's only one way to enjoy a vacation like we'll have someday. I'm gonna take a vacation past the moon and the star. I'm gonna walk down the golden street, no traffic, no cars. I'm gonna lay in this sunlight, gonna swim in the river of life. I'm going home for vacation, I'm waiting for my flight. That's actually true, eh? That vacation is the rapture.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's the rapture, and then we're coming back after the rapture, and all hell breaks loose down here. We were up there having a vacation. So you and I, everything is so simple. It's what God wants every human being. He wants everybody in that. There's a rapture coming. When all hell breaks loose and Satan has completely taken over this planet, and God has a way of escape. Watch and pray that you may be found worthy to escape. That's what that escape route is here. That's what we're trying to warn people about, this vacation, this escape route here. That's just all you gotta do. All you gotta do is believe is what we're saying, and it'll get you there. We're not playing the game, hey? We're like that song says, we've been tried and true. It's a war that's worth fighting for. Mm-hmm. We got something worth fighting for. And if you can only get yourself to believe what we're trying to tell you, then you'll be in that vacation. You'll be in that rapture, and then we're coming back again to rule and reign for 1,000 years with the Lord Jesus Christ somehow. I don't know how it all going to fit together, but that's what the Bible says. So it's just an escape route. That's what we're trying to warn people about. Pretty simple. But we trained ourselves all our lives. The Lord prepared us all our lives for this, mm-hmm. for this very thing. To you and I, it's not a strange. It's not strange. It's just ordinary going. There's the road that's straight and narrow that the saints have traveled on, paved with all the tribulations of the martyrs that are gone. If you're grateful for the victory and for showing us the way, then give thanks for all your blessings. Get on your knees and pray. Thank God for every flower in each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the seas. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God. In this world of grief and sorrow, filled with selfishness and greed, there remains a glorious fountain to supply our every need. You can find it in the temple with a welcome on the door. But be sure to count your blessings before you ask for more. Thank God for every flower in each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the seas. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God. Be forgiving to the wayward like the Master told us to. When he said for them, forgive them, pardon them and what they do. They would change their way of living if they could but understand. So remember they're your brothers, they need a helping hand. Thank God for every flower in each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God. Be forgiving to the wayward like the Master told us to. When he's right, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They would change their way of living if they could but understand. So remember they're your brothers, they need a helping hand. Thank God for every flower in each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the seas. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God. I need you more today than I yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. And the beauty of the lift, Christ was born across the sea. With a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make us whole, let us die to make us free. My God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Yeah, we persevere, we'll march right on to that vacation. This is not a game we're playing. Mm-hmm. This is reality. This is something the Lord put us on that journey.
Right.
It started way back when he always had us. We were always in his mind, you know. Mm-hmm. He predestined us for this. But we didn't know. We didn't know what's going on. And then one night, 2 o'clock in the morning, the Lord came to me and he spoke. I remember it was yesterday, saying, "I'm coming soon." And God speaks to you. You're not the same anymore. I say, I lost interest in the things of this world because it spoke into my being and to my DNA. And like I say, when God speaks to you, you have no choice. You have no option. And I lost interest in this world and the things of this world. And then it put me on a journey. And here we are today. This is what it was all about. It was all about then we found out about the prophet. I didn't know. That Hutterite thing was all that all I knew, you know. I didn't know nothing about no prophet because they never told us about it. That's why I say that thing is so deceptive because it's what they don't tell you, you know. They preach. Oh, my dad, he preached for 40 years. Preached his heart out, trying to get that, trying to make that well produce good water. But as the Lord led me on, He just let me know, realize that Hutterite thing is not a good tree. It's rotten to the core. The foundation is not good. Mm-hmm. And then as time went on, it didn't happen overnight. We didn't just happen to pop up here. You know what I'm saying? It cost me everything to go find that pearl of great price, and here we got it, right? Something worth fighting for. That's why we're doing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're not at wrong. We just the Lord just leads and guides us, gets us up in the morning, and that's how we start the day, and we're doing it because that's what the Lord wants us to do. We're not doing our wrong thing. People, they want to sleep, and well, they're missing the most important thing. To get up in the morning and spend time with the Lord. That's what the Lord, He's doing the work here. We're just kind of following along with Him, and He leads us and guides us with that of His eyes, you know. Then we're obedient, and we'll walk right into that. We'll walk right into that rapture. Glory, hallelujah! His truth is marching on. He don't stop for nobody. You either come on board, or you're gonna be left out in the cold. And it's a very simple process that the Lord has here. I mean, it's worth something. It's something worth fighting for. Of course, you'll be ridiculed and made fun of and all that, but that's where the glory is, you know. You don't have no trash hanging on, you know, because it's this journey is for real people. People that have made up their mind, they've come to the end of themselves, and they want something real. They want something worth fighting for. This is that chapter that'll take you right into that. I'm going on a vacation. To you and I, it's so simple. And here, it's in our lifetime. We don't have to wait for to go to the grave, you know.
That's right.
Our next exit route is out of this hell that's coming. Because when I read the Bible, I know exactly what awaits this world. But, I mean, it's not a very good picture. It's just where Satan is just completely let loose. Right now, I mean, we got a glorious time. He can't touch it because we're interconnected to that heavenly chapter, to that foundation where Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. And we're within the confines of that channel that we're talking about. We're not out there with the dogs, you know. We're in the chamber and that channel of Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life. And we have somehow the Lord, rich in mercy, allowed us to tap into that understanding of the Scripture that we're trying to put out here. And this is the only thing that's real. That Leonard and his program, it's just going to take it to hell and that, because it's in the foundation. It's not right. The foundation is Jakob Hutter and Andreas Ehrenbreit. That's as far back as they can go with their foundation. And that was nothing. It was built, started up with the bunch of Antichrist.
It's really based on Roman Catholicism because that's the foundation of it, that water baptism takes you back to Rome. And that's what people don't understand. That with that baptism, you are connected to that beast system, that Roman Catholic beast. And that's just the way it is. You can try to deny it, fight it, but that's the truth of it. It's what went wrong with? Do you think the Christians in Constantine were the real Christians? See, in every church age, there are overcomers. You have the Constantine era, the church there's Ephesus, then Smyrna, then Pergamos, and you have these churches along the Grace Age, and there came Constantine along, and he married church and state. But in that era of time, there were actually real Christians. There mm-hmm. were the Waldenses and the Albians, I think that's what they called. And they were the ones that opposed what Constantine was doing because they knew the scripture. So they were persecuted because of what they stood for. See, those in every generation are overcomers that overcome the Antichrist and the spirit of Satan. Mm-hmm. The same way here in the Laodicea church hour. See, you can read Laodicea and what it all pertains to in the book of Revelation. But there's also overcomers that overcome that Laodicea church spirit.
Just that sound. Mm-hmm. We'll just we'll continue from that outsider to dogs, drowsing Sinti Hunde, and to just kind of clarify what you and I are trying to, where you and I are at. We know we got the goods. Eh? We know we are not on that channel. And the reason we know, because that religious world out there, they put such a yowls. If they were of God, if that lantern was of God, if that group was of God, they would embrace it, just like you and I did when we heard about the... see, a child of God will always embrace truth. He will not accept a lie. When people try to tell you a lie, you're going to go and you're going to look at it. I remember back in the day when all of a sudden that Denny from Lakeside there, and that Paul, they were told they were the renegades. Well, mm-hmm. I kind of knew them. I didn't think they were that bad from what I knew, and they're just trying to do whatever. And I know they've been harassed all their lives and kicked from political posts and stuff like that. So I decided that, you know, they told them to stay away from them. They're the renegades. Well, I said to myself, wait a minute, I'm going to find out for myself if they're really that, mm-hmm. if they're really the renegades. And here I found out, well, I stopped in and talked to them, and I found out the people that say they're renegades are the real renegades, like my father-in-law and Jay Kleinshauser. They told everybody to stay away from him. Well, I found out it's not so, because there's something inside of me. I didn't buy into that they're the renegades. I found out my father-in-law and that Jacob Kleinshauser were the renegades. Mm-hmm. See, there's something inside of a child of God that he doesn't believe a lie. And then when they told you that about me, when that woman over in Port Brandon told you that I was accused of falsely accused of raping this woman, you said, now wait a minute, I don't believe that. It's because there's something inside of you that you don't believe a lie, you know? But if there's nothing in a person, they will want to go out and believe a lie. Because it's up to every individual. There's a lot of things I heard along the road of life. Well, I don't know. That's not sitting right. And then when I came to when they told me about God sent the prophet, I said, I began to fast and pray, and I found it to be true, because there's something inside of a child of God that can only accept truth. I've been brainwashed, and I never knew that. I never got taught that, and then how did I think growing up. But as time went on, the Lord was leading me, and then I looked at it, and I found it to be exactly true. Because there's something inside of a child of God that you can only absorb truth. And here what you're telling people, here's the truth. And you want to come on board and take a vacation while all hell is breaking loose? It's the truth. It's the truth of the matter, because it's all scripture. No, I know being brought up in that, there's There's no truth there. It's mm-hmm. all, it's what, like I say, right. the deception is such magnitude. Mm-hmm. It's what they don't tell you. They never told me about God sending a prophet, yet they claim to be the church of the living God. No, they're Satan's church, and then the devil will make sure that you never hear the truth. He'll never tell you the things that really matter. And I never knew that, and that compound growing up, I went to church for 45 years. Never heard one word about God ever sending a prophet. And now we're putting out there, and these people that we're talking to, some of them listen to us, but see, it's so foreign that they can't digest it. But like I say, if there's something in the person, he will only accept truth. He'll have a question and things like that, and rightly so, like the Bereans. When the truth was told to the Bereans, it was completely different story what Paul came along with to the Bereans, telling about this Jesus and all that. It was a completely different picture from what they were grown used to. And what they did, though, they went to check it out to see if these things not be so. They found it to be the truth, mm-hmm. because there was something in the Bereans. They were more noble. I remember back in the day when I was in the Hunter at Kangaroo course with that Mike from Summerfield and that Blumengar Jake and the whole Gestapo there. And I begged and I pleaded. I told them about God sending a prophet and water baptism in Jesus' name. And we had a debate going there. And I begged and I pleaded with him. I said, when you build a kitchen, you go all the way to Alberta to look at the best of the best, and the best ain't good enough. And so I said, I pleaded with him, at least go look at it, at least take a time out and see if this is not so. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got till sundown to get out of here. See, they completely closed themselves out, and thereby what happened then, if they would have took my advice and they would have found it to be so, all these other guys would have had an opportunity to at least find out and go check it out yourselves. But see, they wouldn't even let it get in the door. They just shut it out, and you're not going to tell us what to do. Now here, all these people that's under their watch, they missed the opportunity to ever be in the bride of Christ. That was back in 1995, somewhere around there. Everybody still had an opportunity. If they would only have allowed them to be taught that God sent the prophet, these people would have all had an opportunity to become part of the bride of Christ. But see, now that time frame is over and done with. It's October 15, 2021. There is no way anybody can ever become part of the bride of Jesus Christ. The highest calling, and they missed it because their thugs, their leaders, their demonic leaders, they kept it from them. They won't let it get in the door. And I begged them, pleaded, I told them, take your sermon out in the yard, burn them up, and let this thing go on your PA system 24/7 so people can at least learn something. But no, there. You want to have our apple cart. And see, behind it is the spirit of Satan. Mm-hmm. Satan does not want this truth to people to know about this truth. But see, we keep chipping away, and that's why we're on this subject here now. I'll start Revelation 22, I'll start verse 12. And behold, I come quickly. It's just up the road here. It's very quickly. You got to get on board. You got to decide what you're going to do. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For here's the scripture that, for without are the dogs. Out of this here chapter, out of this same Lorraine chapter, here in these closing days of time, out there are the dogs. Out there are the sorcerers. Out there are the whoremongers, the murderers, the idolaters, whoever in love it, have it, and make it a lie. I'll try to read it in German. See, siehe, ich komme bald und mein Lohn mit mir zu geben an jeglen, wie seine Werke sein werden. Ich bin das A und das O, der Anfang und das Ende, der Erste und der Letzte. Selig sind die seine Gebote halten. See, there's, we were talking the other day about that blessing. Blessed are they that do his commandments. Selig sind die seine Gebote halten. Ab da sie Macht haben, dann als das Leben und zu den Toren eingehen in die Stadt. See, the rapture coming up the road. All you gotta do is make up your mind who you're gonna follow. You cannot follow that letters program. I keep saying it over and again. Neither can you follow that Acadia, Arnold. They're blind as a bat. They don't even know about this here truth. I try to tell them, and they decided that Acadia, Arnold, he would rather go after the forefathers. Well, the forefathers were corrupt, just like they are. I found out that foundation was brought on by Antichrist. Selig sind die seine Geboten halten und die Macht haben an den Haus des Lebens. Und zu den Toren eingehen in die Stadt. Denn draußen sind die Hunde und die Sauberer und die Hurer und die Totschläger und die Abgöttischen und alle, die lieb haben und tun die Liege. It's just that simple. That's just the way it is. And we just have to tap into something that's worth tapping into. Mm-hmm. It's worth fighting for. We keep seeing it over and over. This here is that. Because we were never taught about that. That's why the Lord put us on a journey back in the early 90s when he woke me up and said, Sam, I'm coming. And so my whole makeup, my whole environment around me, I began to see things that I've never seen before. And the Lord led and guided me with... I was not a happy camper, especially when I went up and told these thugs that their stuff is of the devil, and you were putting the outs, and they threw everything at you. You don't have no wife, you don't know no children, they belong to the church, and those children, they're not your children, they belong to the church, and no, man, I was not a happy camper, but see, I knew what I heard and knew what I saw, and I wasn't going to compromise. I was just going to drive right on ahead, and that's why we are where we are. That's why the Lord has given you and I the mandate and the responsibility to do exactly what we're doing here. There's some people out there that have a hunger and a thirst. They want reality. They can see right through that Hutterite garbage, that Roman Catholic garbage, and that Amish garbage and all. There's a lot of people that list us. We don't even know who they all are, but we're just putting it out there for whosoever will let them come. This is that final chapter, and if you come on board, you're going to go on that vacation that we're singing about. You know, I'm taking a vacation, and but that vacation is, and like I say, then once you're on that vacation, you're coming back to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. No more devil. The devil was given 6,000 years. He was given 6 days after he got Adam and Eve seduced and stole this planet from him, and now he's given the mandate for 6,000 years. But somewhere, when his time is running out. His time is going to run out in 2028. And we got it right, because the Lord found his journey. The Lord kept feeding us information, and he gave us the revelation of that midnight cry. February the 28th, 1963 was exactly the midnight cry, the middle of Laodicea, and the beginning was 1906. So that the grace age runs out. And 2021, October the 15th, 2021, and then there are 7 years left for the Jews, when God goes back to the Jews, because when they crucified him, there was 69, and there are 70 weeks left for the Jews, and they got 7 years left as of October the 15th, 2021. See, to you and I, it's so simple that we can actually repeat it over and over, and we don't have to change the story, you know. We don't have to change nothing, because it's the truth. The truth of the matter is that October the 15th, 2020, the 7 years you allotted to the Jews, it kicked in, and now what you see over in Israel is the restoration of all things. They're going to build their temple once they quit fighting, once they win that war and all that stuff that's going on there. See what the devil, he's trying to stop the word of God from going ahead, just like he'd be trying to stop you and I all our lives. Ever since the Lord put us on the cross, guess what? The devil uses everything he could to try to stop me from moving ahead. But see, God put us together, and then once the Lord put us together, they tried to work, the devil worked overtime to try to separate us. But it's all of no avail, because when the Lord has you all out and predestinated to do a certain job, he's going to see to it that you're going to do it. And then he brought you on board, now it's the two of us. And like I say, ever since then, they tried to work over to see if they couldn't separate us. But see, we're about the Lord's business, just that simple. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life and the many things you do for us, Lord. Most of all, Lord, that you've allowed us to see your word, his glorious picture that you've drawn out before us here in these closing days of time. You allowed us to see all the corruption, all that Babylon, and all that Babylon holds out here, Lord, that religious system. And you allowed us to see it, and then you give us the mandate to expose it for what it is. Lord, and you've held us true and faithful. You brought us together, Lord, and now it's the two of us just having a great old time, Lord. Just have to make up our mind that we want to follow you. We have no use for the things of this world, because you've given us a mandate, you've given us a responsibility, and you've given us a job to do. And Lord, we ask for grace that we'll be faithful and true to continue on with this program, Lord, that you've given us, Lord. And just pray it'll open up the hearts of the people, for all these people that are out there lost and groping in the dark and not know where they're coming or going. I just pray, Lord, you'll open up their understanding, open up their hearts that they'll be able to see that this is that. And you open up their eyes, let them know the hour that we're now living in, so they don't be one of those people that say, and they know not. Here we let people know right to the day, the hour that we're living in. I just pray once again, open the hearts of the people that they'll be able to see it and do something about it, Lord. We just pray to give that increase in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You got to know when it says out there, mm-hmm. outside of where, like I said the other day, when this guy at his Hutterite, he told me, saying, you're outside where the dogs are. Mm-hmm. 1,000 Sinti Hunde, but it's our hell. I knew that wasn't true, because that Hutterite nation, it's out there, because mm-hmm. amongst them, amongst their leadership, they're the pedophiles, you know. They're the ones that are doing the whoring and all that, and the adultery and all that, and the drinking and all that. That's all within that. They're supposed to be the one that's inside, but they're not outside. They're outside of that chapter where Jesus said, this will be eternal life, that they believe on them, and I will send them. See, we and I, we're interconnected with that message that Jesus said, this will be eternal life. We have eternal life because we're interconnected to the message of Brother Branham, that angelic messenger. This is going to be eternal, that they believe on them whom I will send. And he sent his angels, and then these angels here in the church, here the ladies, they linked up with the vocal cords of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. This is our foundation. We're built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. That's his program that we're about doing here. That's not our program. We're just tapped into it, and the Lord found grace in the eyes of God, because he saw there's something in it that we will not believe these lies. And once we're introduced to the truth, we will accept the truth. When we were introduced, and God said the prophet, because there's something built in us that we had believed, and we put our faces of flint, and there's nothing that can move us from that, and we've been having a glorious time ever since. Mm-hmm. A glorious journey, but you gotta make up your mind, what are you gonna do with this Jesus? What are you going to do with the truth? And here we're putting it out there for whosoever will. That's why it's written like that. That's why it says, whosoever will, let him come and partake of the waters of life freely. This here is the waters of life here in these closing days of time for a lost and dying world that has been deceived and brainwashed and everything under the sun. But see, God is true to his word. He's going to have somebody out there telling people the truth, what's going on around them. And it happened to be he'd given you and I the mandate to do exactly that, because he knew when push comes to shove, we're not going to buckle, we're not going to bend, we're not going to bow down to everything that they threw us. And I believe you, they threw everything at us they could. But we still standing strong, and we just galloping along, and by the grace of God, that's it.
That's right. It says in Galatians 5, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. See, those religious systems are a yoke of bondage.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ came to set us free. And then Roman Catholicism took over, and all these religious organizations, they're only out there to capture your soul. See, when I was on the colony, like, you could let yourself be deceived, and when people tell you this is the ark, this is the way to heaven. But something in my soul and spirit was not satisfied with that at all. There's something that kept me, driving me on to find the answer that satisfied my soul and spirit. See, that it was not satisfied with that yoke of bondage.
Mm-hmm.
My soul wanted to be set free in the liberty of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he brought me to the message of our day, to Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. We're continuing in that. See, and people are deceived that when they're in that organization, in that religion, that anything outside that, like the Catholic Church says, anything outside of Roman Catholicism is lost, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they will take that scripture and hijack it and say, outside are the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But they are the dogs. You look at Roman Catholicism and all the atrocities that religion has caused, you know, and done to humanity. It is actually, books would fail. Like, there are so many atrocities that they have done to humanity and kept people in bondage. And like any organization will say the same thing. The church down there, I talked to this ex-Hutterite that goes there. Oh, you really need to get back into the church, because there's going to be good things coming up the road, and you really need... See, that is just fear tactic to get you back into bondage,
mm-hmm.
Where the Lord has set us free and taken us out of these systems that put a yoke on people. That's really what it is. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But those religions out there put a yoke of bondage on you, and you start to feel obligated to that system of religion. And you know what? By the grace of God, he took us out to pursue that liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we found it. Like, we found it. We know we have it. And we know what the history of the Antichrist and the devil, what he's been up to. And he uses those organizations. And that's why it says, outside are the dogs. Spiritually speaking, you have to look at it in a spiritual setting, not in a physical setting. They are spiritually, in that system of these religions are the dogs, whoremongers and escorcers, everything that you can think of, because it is anti-God. It is really anti-God. And then you can read it in Revelations 18, where it says that mighty, that angel that flew in heaven, that came out and he had a message, and he said, come out of her, my people. And he called, that angel called us out of those religious systems. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. We're telling people the truth. You know, I've been listening to this documentary about the lamp in the dark. The lamp in the dark. It's a documentary of the history of Roman Catholicism, things like that, and how they've changed things, and how the devil has used Roman Catholicism. But you know, you could really kind of get discouraged on these things. But one thing that the light that has been given in Laodicea was God sent a prophet, mm-hmm. and to bring us back to the faith of the early church, you know, to that real faith, that one God, one faith, one baptism. And we're ever so grateful that God has opened it up to our understanding, just like when Jesus was talking to in parables. You know, most people could not perceive what he was talking about. But he said to his disciples, it is given to you to understand. And that's what has been given to us to understand. We know what is out there. Though out there are the dogs, you know. We follow the channel that God has, and in that is that protection, and in that it leads you to the heavenly city.
Amen.
That Abraham was looking for, and it's a beautiful journey.
Amen. That's he here, seated, idolatrous, and whosoever loveth and make it a lie. See,
mm-hmm.
you see, the thing is, the opposite of a lie is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we love the truth. You tell me the truth. If it's the truth, I'll believe it, you know. But if you tell me a lie, I don't know. I cannot guess it. And when we're telling you here that Roman Catholicism and that church out there, all these churches, I bet there's 15 churches here in town. All they are, they're the daughter of the great
mm-hmm.
whore of the Vatican
right.
Church. It's the whore of Revelation, and then she had harlots.
Mm-hmm.
And these churches, that church with that lady that he talked to, see, you got to come to church, and you got to start forgiving and all that garbage. It's all Roman Catholic. It's because it's the daughters
mm-hmm.
of the whore of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
These churches, there's one down here, just down on the avenue down there where a lot of people go Sunday morning. It's standing room only. Then there's the Gospel Hallers, and then there's the Jehovah Witnesses. They're all just the harlots. They're all just the daughters of that great big whore of Revelation, because that's where they all come out of. And here in these closing days of time, they're all flocking back to the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
They're all flocking back to Mama, because that's where they come out of. And now you and I, we just happen to hear a voice. We heard that eagle cry. We heard that voice, come out of her, my people, because in her are all the
mm-hmm.
atrocities.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you see, in her are the dogs, in her are the sorcerers, in her is prostitution, in her is everything, and everything that we do with the lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. And all we're doing here, we're just exposing it for what it is. And you want to come on board? We got something worth fighting for. Ever since the Lord put me on this journey, you know, I've been in a fight, and I run into a lot of obstacles along the way. I didn't know everything, but as I journeyed on, the Lord let me know where the danger is, the people that are dangerous, and all these things. And somehow, by the grace of God, we made it through, and we're still standing strong and
mm-hmm.
free. We're freer than we've ever been before. And I just thank the Lord every day that he moved on us to get up in the morning. There's no greater joy for me to get up in the morning and to spend time with the Lord, because he always has something for us. And then now he gave me that scripture here the other day, Drausen sind die Hunde. That's all he had to give me. And then I went to explore it, and sure enough, out there, outside of that chamber, outside of that message of Brother Branham, outside of that angel, it wasn't even Brother Branham.
Mm-hmm.
It was that angel that Jesus said he's going to send and trot the grace each. And we just happened to tap in. So what we're doing, we're listening to that angel, to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. All you're doing, you're listening to that angel. All that angel did, that he took the vogue, of course, of these two people, because he backs it up with scripture. Everything we got and say is backed up with scripture. But in the days of the voice, that's all that these people were. They were the voices of that angel. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, all the mysteries of God should be finished. which he had declared unto his servants and prophets. That's why the Lord let me go, took me right back into the foundation of Jacob Hooter and Andreas Enterprise, and I never knew that, but see what that angel did. He took me back, he took my whole makeup, and he took me back to exactly to see what happened back in the days of Martin Luther, to just to live by faith. And here Satan sits back because he was not going to take that sitting down, that all of a sudden that one single lone individual would rob him of all that Roman Catholic did in the Dark Ages. And here the Lord comes along and ignites that angel, and that angel took the vocal cords of Martin Luther, and here, lo and behold, the devil sits back how he's going to defuse it, and he finds these antichrists, he finds these priests, these Roman Catholic priests, and they come and, oh, you really need to practice brotherly love, and the only way you can practice brotherly love, you got to bring your brother and your sister back under the wing, and then that's the only way you can truly love your brother and sister if you live in a community type setting. And they've been thrown out to hell and dead ever since, because behind it is the foundation of Satan, of this Antichrist. That's where that thing originated from. It did not originate from the apostles and the prophet Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. It originated from this Antichrist, and it goes right back to Nimrod. Goes back to Nicaea, Rome, and even back, and all the way back to Nimrod. And it's all tied together with that diabolical, satanic water baptism that Jim, all these churches have done, water baptism and the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You don't even have to repent. You just join a club, and then you're born again. Or so they say.
Yeah.
But see, we saw through that deception, because there's something inside of us that could not buy into that lie, because it says here, whatsoever loveth and maketh a lie. They love that lie. They hate the truth, because I resented them with the truth, and they decided they don't want the truth. They would rather believe a lie. We're just doing our job, and there's nothing going to stop us. We just decided one day we want to follow Jesus. We didn't want all that garbage out there, that religious stuff. There's something inside of us that could not digest it. It's just that simple.
That's right, amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we just want to rejoice in spirit, just like Jesus in an hour. One day he rejoiced in spirit, and he said, I thank thee, Heavenly Father, that you've hid these things from the wise and prudent, but has given unto babes such as would learn. And we're just thankful, Lord, for everything you've done in our lives, Lord, for bringing us out, Lord, and where you brought us to, Lord, and from, Lord. There's so many things to be grateful for, Lord. You've done so much for us, Lord. You set us on a course, on a journey towards that heavenly city, Lord. And we just want to rejoice in that and give you thanks, Lord. We just pray for Israel, the peace of Jerusalem, Lord, and all their agony that they've gone through, Lord, that you will remember them, Lord. Remember them for your great name's sake, Lord. We just give you thanks for all things. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.